Whatever Happened to Baby Jane by Henry Farrell. Read by Lorelei King. Prologue, 1908. They waited there in the deep summer shade of the alleyway, a small, decorous band of young matrons and their fidgeting female offspring. The women wore long skirts of soft linen or lawn, summer-weight blouses and wide-brimmed straw hats. The little girls, starched and ruffled, bore on their heads voluminous hair ribbons of pale, shiny satin. Many of them were of the town's best families, not the sort ordinarily to attend the performance of a common vaudeville show, even at a ladies' matinee. Only the special character of the theater's present attraction had made their presence permissible. Baby Jane Hudson, the diminutive dancing douce from Duluth 1 week only, was so eminently beyond reproach that they were able even now to linger in the alley behind the theater for one last glimpse of this remarkable star before leaving.
"They say she's a lot older than anyone lets on."
This softly from the woman in the red lacquered straw hat close to the left of the stage door.
"They claim she's just very tiny for her age."
Her companion, dressed all in pink, glanced down at the somber child at her side, nodded, cushioned her reply against her hand.
"I heard they give her whiskey to stunt her growth."
"No."
"Oh, I don't really believe it. Do you?"
It was also said of Baby Jane that she was really just a midget dressed in child's clothing. Some said she had been born with the gift of speech. A spiritualist group in Philadelphia claimed she was possessed of the spirit of a deceased actress who used the child as an instrument through which to project her talents from the great...